Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, 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 welcome. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, it's about being humble and down to earth. Now, in this episode, I just want to talk about, you know, the reason I want to make this episode. I think the first section of this episode, I will talk about that. Afterwards, I will give you guys some explanation why it is important for us to be grounded and humble. And afterwards, I just want to also elaborate and explain why it is too important for us to show gratitude and be thankful for the people that support us along the way, and for God, for me personally. And then also, moreover, I also talk about why sometimes chances and opportunity plays a big role in our success and what God wants me to do. You know what I mean? If you believe in God, like for me, I believe in God. So therefore, I realized that how little sometimes my effort, you know, and most of them is because of the opportunity. I will give you guys some reasons why I believe that and everything like that. And also, I want to elaborate on the temporariness of life. And why it is important for us to be kind towards other people and not to be egoistic and arrogant when we have success, quote-unquote success. And also, I just want to talk also with being kind to ourselves. Now, you know, I think like when making this episode, I do realize like a lot of my episodes in the previously is mostly related on the things that we're insecure about, right? Like the thing that I'm insecure about, not feeling not good enough, feeling empty, feeling lonely, you know, being tired and everything, every struggles that comes with being in your 20s or being a human being. But also, I also want to elaborate on that. Like, you know, recently there are ups in life. Everyone faces ups, have ups and downs in life, right? I want to really emphasis on what it means, you know, what it means to quote-unquote be successful or to quote-unquote succeed in your life. Like, I want to explore more into that because, you know, like, as strange as this might sound, but I believe, like, being successful comes with its own challenges as well, if that makes sense. But let's talk later more about it. Now, why do I want to create this episode? What makes me want to create this episode? Well, let me be honest with you, my listeners. I want to create this episode because sometimes I feel like everything is going right in my life. You know, I have moments where everything's going right in my life. I got a good mark. I have a good job. I have good, nice stuff around me. Everything's going great, right? But in that moment, sometimes you question, like in the midst of your success, you question to yourself, what is it for? What am I living for? And for me, I always instill in myself to be humble and to always realize how much God and opportunity is being given to me, to be grateful for that. I also want to make this episode is because, you know, in the midst of success, you kind of sometimes loses yourself, kind of like you're floating up in the sky and there's something to ground you. And for me personally, I kind of feel like as well that that we need something to hold us down, you know, keep us down and grounded. For me as well, like, you know, in the midst of success, yeah, you kind of get hazy, you know, you kind of lost who you are, if that makes sense. I think as well, like, in this world, in this society, for whatever reason, we are taught that if you are successful or if you have power, then you can act a certain way. You know, you can act bad if you have power. Whatever power means, you know, if you look good or if you have a lot of money, if you're smart, successful, if you're artistic, whatever it means. When you have power, sometimes our world give those people in power up the privilege or the permission to act not kindly. And I feel like sometimes it's not really helpful. You know, I think sometimes people who are successful forget to be humble. You know, sometimes I do understand, like, you know, they work hard for it. I work hard for my assessment. I stay up late. I go to work. Even as soon as I don't feel like going to work, I don't feel like doing my assessment, I still do it regardless. You know, I still go to attend my lectures and tutors and everything like that. And there's this sense of discipline. But also at the same time, I realized, you know, like, all of this is happening. Most of the stuff, if not all, is really out of my control. It's like the opportunity being given to me. Like, me being male, being born, you know, being here in Australia. How if I was born in Papua New Guinea or in Mumbai, where there's so many factors that influence success, you know, even if you can be like the hardest working person out there, and if you live in a country like Africa, sometimes like there is not much opportunity for you to put the ambition, to put that determination into something that you are very passionate about. You know, there's not much of the opportunity, I guess. I think, you know, with success, then we have to realize, yes, we have to work hard for it, but also there's this sense of opportunity that needs to be given to us, point blank period. Without opportunity, we could not exceed to our fullest potential. Therefore, I always try to remind myself, like, you know, I'm very strong in my faith, and I realize that, you know, without, like, God's wanting me to this to happen, and I guess, like, without God giving me this opportunity to happen, then I will not be where I am now. I will not gain the success that I do, if that makes sense. But I want to speak about why it's important, what benefits it is for us to be humble and to be grounded and to be grateful and thankful. Now, so it's important for me, at least, to be grounded, is to feel like you're a human being. You know, I feel like sometimes when you're successful, when you're up, you're going up in your career, in your work, in your relationship, anything in that regard, anything in life, when you're going up, sometimes you kind of like, you don't realize that you're still a human being at last. Sometimes as well, like, I realize when I'm so caught in this, in my professional career, sometimes I lost that I'm a human being, that I also have needs, I also have wants, I also have insecurities, I also have sadness, I also have feelings. Sometimes you lost that because you work so hard and you focus on the thing that will bring you as much success as possible. And it's important for us to be grounded because you kind of don't want to put yourself above other people. Because if you put yourself above other people, you put so much high expectation for yourself, which is really detrimental at the end of the day. And also, you kind of distance yourself and you kind of loses that shared human experience, if that makes sense. Like, you know, when you put yourself above other people, you kind of have a hard time relating to others and you kind of forgetting what it means to be a human being. Because I believe, like, every human being is equal, you know. There's no one higher, there's no one superior and inferior than others. Also, like, being grounded helps you to become more calm. I believe, like, if you up in your head, if you have an inflated ego, like, you kind of feels a sense of fear as well. I think that comes with fear of sustaining this status or sustaining this success. But if you are grounded and if you are humble and you realize that, you know, yes, you did work hard, but also it's because of God's giving you, you know, signs, giving you path, pushes you in the right direction, you kind of don't feel like you need to keep up this success. You know, with success, I realize as well, it comes with a sense of fear because you can lose it at any time. You can't, like, it's just a, you know, there are so many uncertainty. If that makes sense. But as well, like, yeah, it comes with fear, and that fear is exacerbated when you feel like, when you always try to show off to other people because, and you have a high ego, it's inflated ego. It's just because, like, when you do have that. Like, the fear is so exacerbated because you feel like you always need to, your sense of worth, your sense of identity is based on that success, and you always need to keep up that success in order for you to know yourself. And I guess that's just really toxic, you know, that toxic cycle, because you associate yourself with success, and if you don't be successful, you kind of lose yourself in the progress. I truly believe that, you know, as a human being, we are all born valid. We are all born good enough, if that makes sense. Where none of us is not good enough. We are all born good enough, just as we were, no matter our career, no matter our accomplishment, no matter how much money we have. None of that matters at the end of the day, because we are all good enough inside. 100%. And that's why it's very important for us to be grounded, to realize that none of the thing, the material things that we are having, that we have, or the career that we have, none of that really matters at the end of the day. What matters at the end of the day is that you are a human being and you are good enough on whatever you're trying to do. Also, I wanted to talk about the importance of being grateful for what we have. Being humble is also one of the ways to be humble and to be just down to earth is to be grateful, right? To be grateful for what we have, to appreciate what we have. I guess sometimes we all have this habit of losing ourselves, you know, of wanting more. And also, I guess it's normal in a sense, because that's what our society tell us to do. It's like society or media or businesses, marketing, tell us that we need more stuff. But I think sometimes we focus on so much thing that we like that we sometimes forget of the thing that we actually have. You know, we have a good health. We have this present moment, if that makes sense. Like, there are things to be grateful for. And sometimes we kind of forget that in the middle, in this process of grabbing something, you know, achieving something or wanting something. And that's totally normal, 100%. That's totally normal to be in this stage or in this process. But I guess it's like one of the benefit of being grateful is that it increases your happiness. But also it makes you more humble because you're ungrateful. And also, like, you kind of, like, I realized for me, like, I'm grateful for the people who helped me to be where I am now. You know, I can't do this by myself. You know, there's so many people, you know, my parents, whether my parents, my brother, or just random stranger, like the gym member, like the gym staff member, or people in my class, or my tutor. There's so many. Or the government, even, like, if you think about it, or the people, the farmer who made my food. There are so many people that contribute to where you are now. Sometimes I forget that, you know, and I guess it's normal for us to forget that. We cannot live by ourselves, you know. We cannot reach success by ourselves. So why would we only always take credit for ourselves to the success that we acquire? You know, the bus driver drove us from one place to another. You know, without that bus driver, then we cannot go to uni. You know, if you don't have a car driver license or whatever, you cannot go to uni. You know, without the mechanics or without the engineers that create that car, then we cannot travel from one place to another. So I think we are all interconnected, and also we are all needing of each other. You know, without the people in China or India that made our clothes, then we cannot stay warm for winter, and also we cannot focus in our study, we cannot focus in our work when that happened. So there are many factors, and there are many things that we need to be thankful for. We need to thank and appreciate people and be grateful and have the opportunities to say it to people. I think that's what's so beautiful about being humble and grateful, It's just that, like, it doesn't take anything away from us, you know. Our ego might be to be taken away from us, but is that even a good thing? You know, is our ego even a good thing at the first place? Does it even bring us happiness? You know, being arrogant or being big-headed, does it even bring us happiness? That, for me, like, it's just a fake, shallow happiness. If you boastful about, like, what you accomplished, like, I think you need to give yourself more love, because you are the one who you should know that you are good enough. If you know you are good enough, then you will not boast to other people what you accomplish, if that makes sense. But also, it's being humble is also like a two-way thing, you know. If you are humble, then it's good for you. It's healthy. It's really what you needed, you know. Anyway, let's move on to the next point. Now, I wanted to talk about... this come up in my head or in my conversation with my brother. I had a conversation with him, and we were looking at someone that we went to high school with. And, you know, they live such a different life. Well, we think that they live such a different life. Or, you know, people who are working as who have a different personality than us, if that makes sense. You know, yes, in society, there are certain of, like, career prestiges. Like, if you're a doctor, lawyer, etc., you're quote-unquote considered as prestige. And if you are a cleaner, or if you are unqualified, if you don't have to go to a bachelor degree, then you are quote-unquote unprestige. You know, you're quote-unquote considered as at the bottom of the ladder. A pyramid, sorry. But, you know, we had this conversation, me and my brother, and there I feel empathy. You know, I don't feel pity for people who works at the bottom ladder, but I feel empathy, and let me tell you why. After I graduated high school, I took a gap year. I didn't start in the right path, and I'm not saying that to brag, but I'm trying to give, and I told this to my brother, because sometimes people who has been really, like, successful since the dawn of day, it's hard for them to gain perspective, whereas for me, I have experienced the lowest of the lowest. But I want to tell this experience that I have to give you guys a new perspective on what it means to be living life, working, you know, in an insecure job, like when you kind of you don't have any qualification and you're looking for, like, kitchen hand, cleaner, like, what it feels like. Let me start. So after when I graduated high school, I said this openly, I did not get a good ATAR. One of the reasons being is because I was just really depressed and I had a really hard time in high school, and I was undiagnosed with ADHD. But regardless of that, I just was really not in good headspace at the time in high school. So for me, it's hard for me to concentrate when I'm depressed, when I'm anxious, and etc. So, because I was such in that headspace where I'm, like, battling with myself, I've gone through so many trauma since that, like in high school. When I graduated high school, I decided to move out of my home. Now, let me tell you guys that I did not have qualification, obviously. I did not have a good working history. I did not have I did not have a well-off parent, wealthy parent that can support me. My parents are working as a cleaner at the time. Both of them are working as a cleaner, and one of them working as a chef in a fast food restaurant. And they barely make minimum wage. Now, That was actually, if I think about it, when was that? 3 years ago, 2021? Or, no, sorry. Yeah, 2021. Now, I was happy. Money was not really a big issue because once I graduated high school, I think because I suffered so much pain in high school, then like once I get like a sense of freedom, I felt so ecstatic, right? But also, there is this financial insecurity that I feel. I think it's because I have to pay rent, right? I moved out of my parents' house because of personal reason, but also I moved out of my parents' house. I need to pay rent. I did not have qualification. When I moved out, I did not even have a stable job. I moved out because I was so frustrated. I did not blame myself because the circumstances pushed me to that point. But and also my parents, they don't even support me financially at that moment. You know, as I said, they're not well off at that moment. And yeah, that experience, but like that 3 or 4 months I live in this, I become an adult. I was applying to jobs and jobs and jobs. I was applying to kitchen hands, Gumtree. I continue kitchen, you name it, like any job, you name it. Kitchen hand, like in factory worker, working as, going to interview upon interview upon interview. That was my reality, actually. That was my reality at that moment. And I remember at that moment not feeling bad for myself because for some reason at that moment, I have this hope that I will make it at the end of the day, somehow, somewhere. it's because one of the reasons is because I'm still young, you know. I'm still like, at that time, I was 18 or 19, 18. So there is not much pressure for me to kind of like have a stable career and stuff. But at the time, I kind of feel empathy. That's when I start to feel empathy. Because I know like, you know, how hard it is to be alive and to make a job, to keep a job and to keep working. You know, I have so much empathy because, how do I put this? Because, you know, when you don't have qualification, it's kind of harder for you to find a respectable job. Or if you have qualification that doesn't have a good job field opportunity, it's harder for you to find a job. And also, kind of like, one of the things that I realized is that when you are at the job, like when you're at the job, you don't want for people to see you as lower than them. You know, I remember when I was working as kitchen head in the cafe, and then the, you know, Caucasian people are like walking through the door, you know, ordering their stuff. And in my head, I always antagonized the customer. I was thinking to myself, like, I never, ever, ever want them to think that I'm lower than them. I know I can become something more successful, but the opportunity just wasn't there for me to do so at that moment. You know, and for me now, because I had the experience, because I know how it felt, and then I work as kitchen hand in a Nepalese shop, and I always remind myself that I do not want people to treat me lower than them just because I work as a kitchen hand, you know. But you know that experience teaches me a lot, you know. Now that I try to treat every single person with the same kindness, respect, dignity, just love, you know, bombard them with love. Just because, like, I had been there, and I did at the time, you know, I didn't want people to judge me, and you know, and now I'm in a position where I'm more well off in my career, and I have money, and I'm confident in myself, and I'm healing through my self-compassion journey. I kind of like don't never ever want to treat people with unkindness, because, and I never want to think people as less than me because of their jobs, you know, whatever it is. Like, I never ever want to do that now, and I never have been, and I'm glad that the experience that I had in 2021, or even like the suffering that I felt in high school, or being like constantly unsuccessful in my academic in high school, I think it teaches me to be compassionate, because we face trauma, you know, and everyone here, everyone in this world are smart. We are all smart. We are all good enough. You know, there's no such thing. We are all beautiful. There's no such thing as comparing with each other. I think it's pointless. And I guess one of the reasons I changed my wallpaper, certain podcast paper, podcast photos, of this growing up, is like only in our race and own pace. It's the worst thing that we can do is to compare ourselves, you know, and that's just not it. Okay. Yeah. And I guess, I hope you guys find this little story, insightful. You know, this my life experience, this 1 year of my life experience, insightful. But, you know, growing up, who knows what will happen in the future, but growing up, I realized that, you know, there are experiences that shaped you, and that makes you the person who you are today. So, yeah, I just want to tell that experience to put it into perspective. Like, if you are successful, kind of like, you want always be kind to people. Kindness is a language that everyone understands. Kindness is free. You know, please, please, please be kind to people, and be kind to yourself. Because if you be kind to people, you kind of send the signal that you are being kind to yourself as well. Okay, so I wanted to explore about the temporary of life. You know, time is the most precious things that we have. Not money, but time, right? Let's get that straight. You know, I do realize this. Money can't buy you everything. Money can buy you to certain things, but they can't buy you time. You know, if God decided to take your life tomorrow, then that's it. You know, you never know when your life is going to end, when our life is going to end. And life is not finite, but infinite, but it's finite. There are a certain amount of times that we have. Life is temporary, it's not permanent. Therefore, throughout the midst of this, what's good is for you to keep a whole, like, keep this picture, like, keep this ego in your head. Like, you kind of, like, you know, what's good is it do? Like, you know, you might lose everything. When you die, you lose your wealth, you lose your success. You know, none of that matters at the end of the day. I think what matters is that how much fun you have in your life, and how much enjoyment, and how present you are in your present daily life. You know, and I do realize that, yeah, I think it comes with age as well. Like, I think it comes with age. It's just like the life isn't temporary. The more you stress over things, and the more that you, you know, be egoistic. It's like, I picture people when they have a high ego, or, you know, they think that they're above you. It's like they're very restricted, if that makes sense. And because they're very restricted, they don't give themselves enough room to breathe. And also, they don't realize that, you know, life is temporary. And in this time, in this earth, in this life that we have, please be kind to yourself and be kind to others. You know, the first thing, important thing that I realized is that you have to be kind to yourself. you know, even if you're listening to this, the and you are quote unquote unsuccessful, whatever it is, please don't let that get done to you. I will talk later about it, maybe, but I just want to say that, like, if even like 100 people tells you that you're not good enough and you're failing at life and whatever, the only opinion that matters at the end of the day is yours. Never ever stop believing in yourself, and never allow other people to determine who you are as a person. You know, and I think that's where self-love, self-compassion is where I'm kind of wanted this podcast is about. You know what? For me, I know it's easier for me to be really nice to myself, you know, after I graduate high school, because I feel like everyone is being really nice to me. And I have this uni stuff, and I meet so many cool, awesome people. But also in the same time, I wanted to say that, you know, back in high school, my academy was failing, and when I was bullied, and when I was, you know, don't have any friend, when people will fight me, and, you know, when I was abused, whatever, you know, I let that define me at the time in high school. I let that ruin who I am. And I guess that's just a part of, and I guess it's normal, but if I can turn back in time, I think, like, if I can give an advice to my younger self, I think it will be, like, do not let what other people think of you defines who you are. It's so easy to say, easier said than done. I still have moments where I criticize myself, I judge myself just because I don't meet our society's expectation. But I think trying to change this, the way that we think about ourselves, slowly and slowly, I think it will work at the end of the day. Neuroplasticity, our brain can develop and is malleable. So, you know, the more that we are kind to ourselves every day, the more that we repeat, like, the first month or year when you try this, first month or so, you know, or first 2 months or first 3 months or even first year, if you try, of self-kindness, sometimes it kind of feel uncomfortable. But if you keep going, and trust me, I have been in this journey of self-kindness for around about 1 year now. Yeah, one year. Yeah, approximately 1 year. And I still kind of feel uncomfortable. The first 6 months or the first 4 months of it, I was hell of uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. I did not think that I'm good enough. I did not think that I'm worthy enough. You know, so many things going on. And I was failing at my first job as an assistant in nursing as well. Quote unquote failing. But I didn't let that define me. You know, I brush it off. That's the thing about failure. It's like you never ever let that failure define you. And I know how hard it is to fail at something, but you don't want to let that define you. Anyway, I'm just, drifting from what I want to say. But what I want to say is that, like, please be kind to yourself. That's the most important thing. It's also because, and believe in yourself. Post, like, for me, I post, like, affirmations on my wall. You know, the beginning of my, and also it takes counseling therapy. I had a regular counselor that's been very good, Kids Helpline. I contact him at least once a week, and through our conversation, it changes the way that I think about myself and the way that I think about relationship and the way that I think about other people. I think therapy is very important. Like, this podcast is pro therapy, but also, like, I also do some things like affirmation apps. I also, you know, this year I started to have things that I'm good at, journal, you know, self-compassion journal, normal journal to express my emotions, or gratitude journal. I post pictures, affirmation things on my wall, you know. I read a lot of, like, self-help books, you know, there are a lot of things that you can do. I think by listening to this podcast is the first amazing first step. Amazing. You're doing great by listening to this podcast, because this podcast is about self-compassion in its essence. But yeah, you know, do anything that you can, like yoga if you want, meditation or anything like that. You know, do what makes you love, do what feels like you're loving yourself, if that makes sense. Yeah, I think I want to end this episode by just like being egoistic or being arrogant just doesn't look good on us. You know, people who are arrogant and everything like that, like you see them on the street. Do I want to be friends with them? Oh, hell no. You know, despite how much money they have, despite how successful they are, despite how whatever their success in a worldly sense is, if they are mean, if they're arrogant, then no thank you. Because I respect myself enough not to be surrounding myself with people who are arrogant. You know, if you do surround yourself with people who are arrogant, don't blame yourself. You know, blame them. People who are arrogant is to blame. And also, if you are arrogant, if you realize you are arrogant, also, You know, don't blame anyone, anything. I think pointing fingers is not good enough, because it's not good and it's not helpful, because we can always point fingers, you know. But, you know, approach it with compassion, 100%. Approach it with compassion. Approach it with kindness. You know, if you see people who are egoistic, I guess what, you know, I do not know what makes them like that, but, you know, be true to who you are. You know, try to be kind. You know, don't try. If you see people who are egoistic, I hate putting that label, egoistic, but quote unquote egoistic, or having inflated head, my recommendation is just to give them kindness. You know, be true who you are and don't feel inferior. You know, people who need to boast about stuff, you know, they're just insecure. They're more insecure than you. You know, if you're a good person, if you're a kind person, then you're secure. If they are insecure, then they will be mean and they will be egoistic and they will try to put you down. You know, people who put you down are really insecure, because they need to put you down to feel good about themselves. What does that say about them? You know, I had this experience. I will tell you, like when I was working in my last job, kind of, I had an issue with my coworker, and he was telling me that his daughter is, you know, working in a high position. That was unsolicited, may I add. So in my head, I was thinking to myself, what good does it serve me? You know, but worst come to worst, I realized that it's on him. He was insecure, and I just don't let that affect me. Like, if people are like trying to boast about themselves to make them feel better, as I said, and I will say it again, they're insecure. Thank you so much for listening. I enjoy making this episode, this podcast. As I said, oh my god, I said it in the last episode so many times, but I'm so proud, I'm so happy that I'm able to have these platforms, that I'm able to express my thoughts and my ideas, and make a little space for myself to express my own thoughts, my experience in a self-compassionate way. And also I'm grateful for the people who listen and follow me. I cannot believe it's a good amount, you know. But yeah, I just kind of grateful, and I hope, you know, you find this podcast helpful. You know, as I said, like, I don't think I want to make this as a job. I just wanted to make this as a hobby. So if you don't like anything about this podcast, then I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I'm not going to edit this podcast. I'm sorry I'm not going to put, like, interludes, or I'm not, like, having a consistent upload schedule. But I do upload quite frequently, depending on my mood. Like, lately I've been very good. Most of the times I've been very good. Sometimes when I'm just kind of busy, then obviously, nope, I cannot, I don't have time. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. And thank you for, you have been my long time listener from day one. Thank you so much for sticking by. And, you know, I want to say, like, me and you, my listener, we're on the same platform, you know, where I'm also making mistakes. And I'm sure you guys do make mistakes as well. But please take care of yourself, wherever you are in life. You know, if you're having a rough season, please ask for help. You know, you don't have to carry the burden alone, the weight alone in yourself, with alone on your back. Ask for help, call Kids Helpline. Please do that. And please be kinder and gentler to yourself and more forgiving. I believe in you. You are special. You are good enough. And thank you so much for listening. Be kind to one another, and bye.